Good morning. Welcome back to the Chronicles of a Mad Lab Assistant, A Darker Pygmalion. Today, I'll be reading from Chapter 3 of my first novel. It was several days before Edward could return to the classroom where the mechanical engineering students sketched and drafted their projects. The spacious room was bright and airy, illuminated by natural light pouring through skylights and large windows that framed the afternoon sky. Electric lamps hung from the ceiling, ready to bathe the space in steady light once darkness fell. Though all the students shared the drafting tables provided by the school, each had their own locker to store personal work and materials. Edward grumbled softly as he pulled the rolls of drafting paper from his designated locker. With so many students using the room, it was impossible to leave work out in the open. He appreciated the convenience of a secure locker, but found the extra step a minor inconvenience. Still, better that than risk having his painstaking designs stolen or damaged. Earlier that day, he had attended an art class where he made detailed sketches of the human form. Many of these were of female cadavers he'd observed during his morgue shifts. Now, with these sketches tacked carefully to the drafting table, Edward began to draft his automaton. His preparatory work had involved painstakingly measuring every part of the human body. Given the choice between male or female proportions, he had focused on the latter, convinced that the automaton's form should reflect those delicate yet complex curves. Each joint was meticulously designed to allow fluid, natural movement. Rolling up the sleeves of his crisp, buttoned-up shirt to his elbows to avoid smudging ink and graphite, Edward tugged back a rebellious lock of his black hair from his brow. He silently cursed his failure to slick it back with a pomade so many of his classmates favored. It constantly veiled his eyes, distracting him from his work. The days slipped past as he designed molds for the figure's intricate skeleton. Some elements were stylized rather than strictly anatomical, allowing room for mechanical function over biological accuracy. He carved holes into the molds for wiring and carefully planned out bolt placements for cogs and gears. The gears and wheels he required were miniature in scale. The usual workshop cogs were far too large for his needs. His finished designs bore a close resemblance to the delicate mechanisms found inside pocket watches and clocks. It was only when the next class filtered into the room that Edward realized how much time had passed. Hastily, he rolled up his drawings and returned them to his locker, locking the door with a satisfied click, pulling on his jacket. His mind still drifted towards materials and construction techniques. He thought of the titanium alloys his father's company manufactured in Boston. A trip to acquire those materials was clearly in order, as was arranging access to equipment for melting the metals and carving molds. Before heading to his next class, Edward stopped by the administration building to secure a workspace. His professor had warned him that workshops were in high demand, and Edward do better than to delay. Fortunately, there were still spaces available. He reserved a workshop outfitted with metalworking tools, essential, since he'd need to pour molten metal into his molds. He allowed himself a small smile of triumph as he returned to his lodgings, eager to enjoy dinner before his night shift at the hospital. His internship as a lab assistant was scheduled for Friday afternoons. Professor Parrish, one of the mechanical engineering faculty, taught some of the introductory courses. Upon arrival on his first Friday, Edward was issued a lab coat and handed a toolbox. His initial task to assist in instructing younger students on the tools of mechanical engineering and their proper uses. The course was titled Elementary Airship Design, one Edward had taken as a freshman. Thanks to his family's business, he held a slight edge in familiarity over his peers. He guided the new students confidently, answering questions and demonstrating the tools with ease. While setting up lists of materials required for airship construction, an epiphany struck. Many of the same materials he'd need for his automaton feature prominently in the course's supply list, despite his irritation at being pigeonholed into mechanical engineering, a profession he hoped to escape. He found a glimmer of satisfaction in the internship's perks. Though he chafed at the role of mere assistant, he realized that it offered unexpected advantages. Edward completed his tasks with great efficiency, masking his boredom from his supervisor. When the class ended, he helped restore order to the workshop before heading out. The following week, during rare moments of free time, Edward devoted himself to crafting the molds required for his project. Between classes, the morgue job, and his turn.